Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, 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 everybody. Here it is. What is it? Thursday. Yeah. You know what that means? This is Friday Junior.
Truth.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people that work, like in offices and whatnot, they go out. We used to call it, I can't think of the name now, but they'd go out on Thursdays, like in preparation for the weekend.
Because a lot of times people,
happy hour.
There's a lot of folks doing their own thing with family and friends on like Friday, Saturday. So Thursday, the office people would be there, make that their Friday.
Yeah. And
then they would, might not see each other on the weekend. So they would party hard. It was pretty bad.
What, really?
Thrown down hard like it was a Friday.
And you get those great big margaritas, Jim.
If we went to that kind of a place, yes. Jumbo's, Texas Jumbo. All right.
Yeah, so a couple things in the news before we get rolling. I understand Britney Spears has turned British again. She's speaking, you know, with that dialect. And somebody's security guard.
She went to that place a long time ago, too.
Yeah, didn't
she? When she first started becoming big-time famous, she started doing that. For short-lived. It was short-lived. Like a teenager would.
Maybe it was an NBA star. I don't know. But she wanted to go out and get up to him. And the security guard whacked her. Hit, slapped her in the face. He says he didn't. He said he slapped her hand and her hand hit her face. Do you remember that old thing where, as a kid, you take
your
and be doing this with their hand. Why are you hitting yourself?
Hey, you know, she came up aggressively. It's his job.
Yeah. So, and I also read that Charlie Sheen is now starting to have dementia. But I think we all knew that was a foregone conclusion. But the way that boy partied, oh, my gosh. You know, so that's all I've got as far as news. And Jim said, you should mention about that little titan, what you said.
There's a leaked transcript out there, and nobody can say whether it's authentic or not. Some folks say it could be. Some say there's no way. I guess you got to wait till somebody officially says it is or isn't. So,
Rachel, you're right. Both of those celebrities are loopy. I like that word, loopy or loopy. So, anyway... Tonight, you get to be the celebrity tonight, right? So we are going to remind you, ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not, oh my God, I lost the word, not.
Could be a million different cards. You trying to talk about these, that word?
Yes, that Oracle, one. Not Oracle cards. And I haven't even had a drink yet.
No, that's how she said yet.
And, yeah, so they even know it, they're telling me on Facebook. So, yes, we're not using any other system except personal prophecy. You might wonder, well, how do you differentiate between something that seems rather ordinary or something that looks totally loopy? I go with loopy. I've learned this over the years that the crazier something is, the more apt it is to come true. So that, just bear that in mind. Also, I'm going to use a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. It's my preferred style. The folks that are on Facebook with us, they get to see what the layout looks like. And hello to all of you Facebookers. If any of you on Blog Talk would like to join us there, excuse me, it's the Psychic Love Doctor Show page.
It is.
So hop right in there.
You can do it.
And I'm now going to turn this over to Mr. Jimbo Bagan.
I can do it. I'm going to remind everybody the show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also want to remind all you folks there in Radio Land and Facebook Land, if you're international, let us know so we can give you international shout-outs. Like, I think we got one so far. I think Rachel is our one, the first and only thus far, and she is from the land down under, Australia, on the other side of the world from us, it is. Not from everybody.
Heading into winter, folks. She not is. Like us, where we feel like there's been holes chiseled in hell.
We are heading into winter. They're heading into
she's
spring.
In
they're heading into spring.
No, their winter isn't over yet. Is it, Rachel?
It's the first day of winter is just happened. So officially, so after that, you're sort of heading to spring, even though it's not over. What's the next season after winter? Well, that's not a trick question, Deb. What's the next season after winter?
I'm thinking it would be spring.
So they're heading into spring. I'm not saying she's there right now.
So what are we heading into? Fall?
Fall.
Hmm.
But obviously we know we got a lot of heat, death heat left.
Rachel says, nice lime shirt there, Jim.
It is. They got some lime green in these palm trees there. You just can't really see it real well on the camera. So there is a reason. There is a coordination thing here. You can't see the trees don't show up real good on here. So 515-622-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll get a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. I tested it. You don't hear anything, that's a problem. You should always hear something, at least music or the show. But if you hear nothing, hang up, call back. Somebody had to do that. I think that was yesterday. I think Damien had an issue or something. He got disconnected. Anyway, you hang up, call back. If you're already in the queue and you call back in a semi-timely manner, you're not going to lose your spot because of a technical crash.
Catherine is now saying it looks chartreuse. So I think we have a bit of a debate going on the color of your shirt.
You know what? It's my favorite color. I don't give a shit. That's my favorite color of all. I don't give a damn.
And Rachel says, you're right. It's middle of winter right now.
Yes. And you got to remember, you guys, what you see is not necessarily what the real color is because of lights and the cheap cameras and stuff. Yeah, it's my t-shirt under the shirt. Like I said, these little palm trees got that same color right there.
Okay.
Hey, Dad.
I believe you.
Okay, I beg you. All right, Facebookers, you know the deal. We'll try to squeeze you guys in. Just can't give you times, that's all. We'll let you know when that is. For all the folks, when you hear this, Harps, that is the ending of your free reading with Deborah. Got to end it so we can get other folks in. But before you go, we're going to give an angel card. And tonight is the sensational Archangel Michael sort of light oracle card. So that is a single card you shall get before we move on to the next person. I believe I've covered everything, so I think we should get to the phones, right?
I think we've kind of screwed around long enough.
775, that is a Nevada area code, 775.
But I bet it's California. Hello. Welcome.
Hello, Wendy. Hello, Deborah and Jim. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
How are you doing, Miss Wendy?
Yeah, what's new? What's going on?
Today is my 72nd birthday.
Birthday reading, Deb. Welcome. Congratulations.
Wow.
Happy birthday. And Deb, you have to give her birthday reading.
Thank you.
I hear that.
You're getting a birthday reading.
Thank you. And
let's hear about your situation.
Yeah, go ahead and catch up. Tell us what's going on.
Okay. I had sent an email clearly stating to the owner of that other agency that I urgently wanted to pay her and that I would be available to her from 10 a.m. in the morning to 10 p.m. at night to have a telephone appointment with her. She's not responded. So typically my attorneys send over the invoices to my insurance company. I hope we hear from my attorneys tomorrow. But my plans are I'm going to look at the invoice, and I'm going to do my very honest best to make a good estimate about exactly what I do, which will be over $2,500. And I will send that check out on Saturday. And so I'm hopeful that this will, if she has questions or concerns, for goodness sakes, give me, you know, let me know and let's talk and let's fix this. So will it end up that she is going to waive the 19th and the 22nd because I had no service? Not because I wanted to go see a movie. It was because of an incident. I was, I did not feel safe with the caregiver. So will she waive those 2 days?
What do they charge you per day, Wendy?
At that agency, it was $90 per day, but it was another $20 per day for weekends. So it's not cheap.
Yeah, she said it was like a two-something total. I do remember that, 200 and something.
Okay,
yeah.
So I just want to really be clear here. You have contacted the new agency, right? And they have not returned your call?
Well, no, I'm with the new agency. But my concern is the old agency. She's not, she said she would get back to me, and I've not heard anything. So I'm just going to send her a check, probably going out on Saturday morning, for probably around $2,500, which is really close to what I probably do owe. So I hope she wakes up. And she knows I pay my bill, but I'm not going to pay any interest. I don't owe interest.
Wendy's trying to settle with the old folks, and they're not the other place, and they're not getting back with her to give her the exact dollar amount and discuss what those dollar amounts are. So she's taking her best shot at it, you know, going to send them what she believes it is and see what happens. And she wants to know, is that going to be cool? What's going to happen when they get that money?
Gee, you'd think you live out here with the lack of return calls.
No, well, the
it's
lack of
like
customer service.
It's like pulling teeth to get somebody to call you back.
Yeah, it's like a 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the 50-50-90 rule here, so for me.
Tell us again what that is.
It's a joke. It's like a true or false question. That's like a 50. You have a 50-50 shot getting away, but why is it always like 90% of the time you get it wrong if that's the case? 50-50-90 rule.
All right.
Do this for me. You know what? Every time... The dumbest thing ever, the stupidest thing ever. I use it when I pick up like a shirt to put on, like a t-shirt or something. 90% of the time, it's always backwards. Why is it never right? At least half the time, way off right. But I'm serious. At least 90. All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, Wendy, I think that you're trying to close your account with them, correct? And you're sending out that money.
Oh yes, absolutely. I don't want to do business with them anymore, and I just want peace and. All I ask is a little cooperation from her. I never said I wouldn't pay. I just said I'll pay for every date of service that care was rendered.
Right.
Go ahead. Send out what you believe. I think they're going to leave you alone. I really do.
Okay.
If they're smart,
because you could raise a lot of fraud flags, and they'd be better off just being happy that they're getting something. Because you could
I think they're
going
to be quiet.
I agree, since they're opening up another agency about 300 miles away from here, and so I also, my attorneys are usually pretty quick to respond to me. They're probably busy on a case, but will I hear from my attorneys tomorrow, and will everything be cordial?
Tomorrow's a Friday.
Yeah, Friday can be iffy in any, you know,
a professional business like that. Yeah, it's hard to say.
No, they may have taken time off for the 4th of July.
So you're not getting an answer on that one in the cards.
But I was going to reshuffle and give her birthday.
Well, birthday with it, too. And then you don't see that one at all, really, that answer to that attorney.
What's in this room to bother tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. I've taken my medicine, it doesn't bother me anymore.
Okay, hold on.
Now she's going to give you your bonus birthday card.
Now, what this amounts to is the day that you are born, the day you're born, is a very important day in terms of your life, considering like astrology, that's an important day. It also matters in terms of the universe itself. You aren't just like, you know, some ordinary being that came into the world, there's always significance, important significance attached to our birth.
Okay.
So consider it as if you are standing on the top of a mountain right now and you have an actual 360-degree view
of the entire world, your life.
Of your life for the next year. Okay, so we're going to lay these cards down and we're going to find what the leaders will call you to.
Yeah, put the cards down and I just throw some side facts out. They said the last day or so has been like the hottest, average temperature on Earth has been the hottest it's been on record.
That's right.
Recorded history. Now, that's recorded history. They obviously, back when the dinosaurs were around, that wasn't recorded history, and it was way hotter. They said there wasn't even any ice. There was no polar ice caps back in the dinosaur days. It was really hot. You know, and you know what? I bet those dinosaurs didn't hold up signs and protest carbon emissions and stuff like that and blame humans back then when it was that hot. So that's all I'm saying. All right. Cards are going down there, Winnie.
Okay.
Winnie.
Not Winnie. But side note, when I was a very little young lad, before he was even in elementary school, I was a big fan of Winnie the Pooh cartoons.
Oh, I bet you were.
I was. I had a little Winnie the Pooh little thing.
Yeah.
They made these little things look like, because I was, they were left over from when I was real young, first using a spoon, and they would slide onto your spoon. I had like Winnie the Pooh, little plastic thing that would slide onto your spoon, and his friend Rabbit.
Oh, how cute. What about Piglet?
I just had those two.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have Roo or Tigger. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you'll hear from them, but there's also going to be, you know, like a little bit of an apology. I'm sorry we couldn't get back to you as soon as we had expected. I think it's because, you know, people are taking time off for summer vacations and Friday is a really sucky day for, you know, unless it's critical business.
Well, sure, if it's big money, well, that's a different game. But for ongoing stuff, they like to have Fridays for fun.
They do. Now, for your birthday year, boy, Wendy, I swear, if that new man in your life does not come along soon, I'm going to have to sit down with a bowl of salsa, and I'm going to have to eat these cards.
Like they're chips.
Yes, because he is really present within your birthday reading, coming really soon into your life. He's a really adorable kind of man. Good humor. He clearly has some money, but I always see him as being a man of worth, value.
Worth, value. Doesn't live under an underpass?
No. Okay, and it's just as easy to love a rich man as it is a poor one, and he's not poor. And he's coming along, and oh, what a bright spot he will be in your life. I still believe he's going to be a resident there, and that you may meet, like, in passing. So he is definitely on his way to you, and he brings an honorable courtship, which I think is lovely.
Well, you'd want an honorable gentleman. You don't want a, what do you call them? Scallywags.
No,
right?
No scallywags.
Or scoundrel. You don't want a scoundrel. Mm-hmm. No.
And you are going to really enjoy his company. And you live with your sister, right? Correct?
Yes, I do. Yes.
He is going to include her. So if you two are going off to,
have a little fun little trips or something somewhere, she'll be invited.
Yes, he is going to consider her family as well as you, and meeting his family is going to be very nice. Seems like there's not too many members actually left, but I feel that there's a lot of people here. I feel a lot of them may be his children. I mean, that's some of them.
So you never know, right?
Yes, and when all of this has been put behind you with all of these tangles that you have confronted, oh, is life going to get sweet? I think this is going to be, seriously, one of the best years you've ever had. I'm not seeing any illness issues or, you know, mishaps like becoming injured. So I really think it's going to be a very, very good time. And this will also include meeting more of your neighbors. Even if you're not a super social neighbor, it would be nice to be able to say, well, like, hi, Sally, hi, Bob, you know what I mean? To know you have people around you that, well, they're good people. So, yeah. I love
Thank
this
you.
Meeting. This is awesome for you. But, yes, that man's got to come along because he just will not go away.
All right. Archangel Michael card. Okay. Subject is let it go. Now, this might not have anything to do with what we talked about.
Mm-mm.
This situation no longer serves you. Allow me to sever your energetic connections to the past so you can embrace the future.
Very good.
Yes, and
so thank you both. It sounds wonderful. Do you see me getting married?
Well, I wasn't sure if I should tell you that part. Yes, it would be a natural step in that relationship, and I think you would love it. From what I see.
From what she sees right now. That was a good birthday reading. Yeah. And speaking of birthdays, happy birthday once again before we move on.
Yes.
Then third time is the charm.
Well,
yes,
they never say that. Or sometimes it could be fourth or fifth. Life is what life is, you know.
Well, he is determined to find you. He is out there facing the future with such strong intent and is ready to have a beautiful lady on his arm that he can call his soulmate. I love it. Yeah.
Well, what a beautiful reading. Thank you, Deborah.
Oh, yes. And we wish you the best of luck and hope you have a happy birthday or what's left of
yes,
it. The day
yes.
is ticking down.
So good
thank
luck
you,
to
Jim and Deborah.
All right. Welcome. Thank you for being the first caller and holding to be patient. We appreciate that.
And
bye
I appreciate
for now.
It.
We shall talk again. Yeah. You know what we haven't seen? We have not had much of a British invasion the past couple of days.
Yeah,
what's going on? What are the Brits doing right now? They got something going down over there? It's some kind of let's all get drunk in the street day in the UK or something? I don't mean, sounds like a cool day to me, but I'm just wondering what the heck's going on, you know?
Yeah, we haven't. It's very peculiar.
I think Suzanne was here.
Yeah.
And I think she was the only UK representative possibly maybe last night.
Last night. And Terry Sue was here earlier. The day before
probably or whatever. Yeah. So it's amazing. Yeah, Rachel said maybe they melted. I guess everybody's going through some kind of a heat wave. I have to laugh today before we take the next caller. We're watching the weather. And it's kind of spotty this time of year. Catherine probably knows that the weather is weird when those pop-up thunderstorms.
Yeah.
So I was like, crap. I watered all the freaking outdoor grown like peppers and shit out there. I was like, I better go water them. We didn't get rain today. Probably an hour later, freaking monsoon downpour. Freaking monsoon downpour. I'm out there and it wasn't so much hot, but it was humid as hell out there. It was like in the upper 80s, but just stupid humidity. So
and that big
sweat my ass off out there chasing these little freaking
that big
pepper plants down, filling
English
them up.
English white cream. What is he?
Is it a
golden retriever?
Golden retriever.
He knew it. He knew something was up.
He's starting to get over paranoid now.
It was like he was expecting more fireworks.
He said rain. He goes, Well, I got to remember, was it just a week ago? Every day we had nasty, really severe thunderstorms. So he said, rain. Must be that coming again. And we were like, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. Sure as shit. Ba-boom. Oh, well, I guess he was right. It is what it is. Yeah, I saw that thread about that one jerkwad in your Facebook thing, but it was like a couple days old, so I didn't jump in on it.
Yeah.
You should move to Canada, and you're like, fireworks, that's celebrating freedom. I was like, shut up, dumbass. We're talking about how things scare dogs. You're an idiot. Nobody said we weren't patriotic, but I didn't get a chance. It was already too late. I looked stupid jumping in that late. I did read it, though. He was a dorkosaurus.
I love what Rachel said. Dogs are the smartest people I know. I think so, too. And hello to you, Sophia.
So there's another international shout-out to Sophia, who is still in Glendwyer, I believe.
Yes,
next
I think
week.
She said to the
12th or something.
I thought
it was the 12th. We'll see who's right.
I'm enjoying your pictures.
Right.
Thank you for sharing them. It looks like a very...
Dublin, I believe she said.
I think Cork.
Very historic.
Cork and...
Well, she's been bouncing around. Okay.
And that's it cool. Looks like a fairy tale land. in that country.
On the streets of Dublin. Remember that song?
Yes.
That's funny because what during the 4th of July, what music did I blast on the satellite radio? I picked an Irish channel and they're playing all those Irish songs. Just try to just semi-mute some of the fireworks. Didn't work real well, but just to help. Yep, so there's a lot of those old songs about like Finnegan's Wake and all that stuff. They're playing all those cool tunes. So, all right, let's get into the callers. Let's see where we go. The next caller is...
Uh-oh, yeah.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
703.
That's not the next caller.
I thought it was.
You don't have the list, woman. 219 in Illinois. 219, welcome.
Hello. Hey, how y'all doing?
This is
Alexis. How y'all Alexis.
I saw her pop in the Facebook the other day. So, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, we haven't heard from you.
It's going good.
Yeah.
You're doing great, so I have a relationship question.
Okay.
How do you see my relationship with Damien in the future? Is Damien right for me? I'm pregnant. That's my baby daddy.
Okay. And Damien, refresh my memory. Who is Damien again? Is he the guy you worked with?
No, not the guy I work with. He's one of my longtime exes.
Oh, okay. And you're carrying his child. Do you know what it is? Are you having a boy, girl? What?
A boy.
Oh, how many boys do you have already?
Two, so this is the third one.
You know what,
though? I can tell by the tone in her voice.
Yeah, Alexis, boys take care of their mamas.
After
they do.
After they make your hair gray. Your hair gray after.
Teenagers. You'll age 20 years while they're teenagers.
Yeah.
But you watch, they will come on over that. No matter what, I'm glad I have five of them. You know, five great sons. And the two that won't speak tonight, they're going to come around one of these days. You know, okay, so you want to know how things are going with you and Damien? Is that what your question
was? Yeah.
Okay.
In
what
a few
future relationship.
Okay, are you together now, like living together, or is it not?
No, we just together.
Okay.
Okay. Means I guess if you're living together, things must be okay.
But don't you think are they living together?
She said that.
I thought she just said we're together.
I misunderstood. Well, thank you for correcting me.
Of course. My job.
I sometimes think it is. So, yeah. It is what it is. Everybody says I say that too much. So now you screwed yourself. I'm going to say it every 13 seconds.
You know what's cool, too, is often girls as they grow up who do not stay close to each other. They don't. Where boys, if you make them have to not stay angry at each other when they're growing up, I told them, you guys are not going to bed angry. We'll stay up all night if we have to. And then there was a Navy sailor that approached me in Target when the boys were misbehaving. He said, you know, my mom and dad used to make us have to kiss if we were being bad. And those kids paid such close attention to that wisdom that they were like, so today they are like super close, most of them.
Life is relevant, man.
You know, I think you and Damien are going to go through some growing pains right along with that little boy of yours. You've got your head in the right place, and you are a mother at heart through and through, Alexis, but I think he's not going to be quite ready to settle down, and I see some real differences here between the two. Is that ringing of like a bell with you?
Yes, that is.
Well, you know what? I think it would be great, and we'll see, you know, how you feel about this. But from what I'm looking at here, I think it'd be a very good idea for you to hold him to a standard. You know, you're going to be this baby's father, then you're going to be part of the raising of him. You're not going to be running the streets. And, you know, when these guys go out and play around, then they get some coe, if you don't mind me saying so. And she'll call up in the middle of the night and say, why don't you and your little bastard go away? Yeah, that's
okay, I got a question. I got another question. Do you see his ex? Her name is Mika. Like, do you see his ex in the picture, like, leaving him? I mean, getting away from our, like, getting away from us? Because she's causing a lot of problems.
And
so you, when you say leaving him, you don't mean leave like a relationship. You mean leave like leave him the hell alone and leave you alone?
Or are they still in a thing?
Or they got something going on?
I don't know if they got nothing going on. I just want to see if he's going to finally, you know, leave us alone. Leave me alone. Leave us alone. Because she causes a lot of drama.
Yeah, she's going to.
Oh, and she is determined to continue.
No, so there you go. You got that to look forward
now,
to.
No, Damien's going to have to step up here.
Yeah.
And if he's still hanging out at her place or whatever he's doing, he has to stop doing that. All right?
Exactly.
And I want you to know the plot here is going to really thicken.
Why?
I think around by the time your new baby's 4, 5, 6 months old, somewhere right in there, there's another man coming along who's going to say to you, hey, you don't want to raise his son? I'll step in and raise him. And hoo-hoo! This is going to be one for Netflix, I'll tell you.
Wow.
Because you are likely going to look at Jamie and say, hey, why don't you go back to, what was her name, Mita? What did you call her?
Mika.
Hey, go back to Mika. She'll put up with your crap, but I'm not doing it. And that's Mika striking out at you because, God, we women have a tendency to always go after the other woman.
The woman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Instead of her kicking him out on his ass, which he should be having done to him, she's mad at you for coming along.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you're going to walk off into a beautiful life. I want you to be aware. Alexis, this man's coming along. He's going to want to marry you. And that could be exactly what Damien's going to need to, you know, pull his head out of his, you know what, and straighten up.
Yeah.
If I were you, be mad at her, yes, for all the harassment. But you should really be mad at him for not putting a stop to it.
Yeah, because, I mean, he would stop. Like, he would tell me to stop. But the last time she haven't reached out to me since the last time I cut, you know, I snapped off because I'm like, leave me alone. I don't got nothing to do with what y'all got going on. You know this man got a baby on the way. You know this man dealing with other females. So if you want to stick with him, be with him. That's on you.
Yep, there. But she has to have a target of you know, all of her rage and. You're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But,
we used to see that on Jerry Springer.
Oh, God, watch some Jerry Springer.
It's not the guy's fault,
ever.
It's that other woman, rather, he wouldn't be cheating or he would be a better partner. You know, all the women, like, they don't like to make the man take any responsibility. And the guy loves
her. No, that girl crazy. She is literally, something wrong with her.
We've seen that.
And I want you to not get into, not be face-to-face with her. Okay, I don't want you going looking, just, you know, spoiling for a fight, because she would think nothing of trying to get you to lose your baby by kicking you, punching you. You stay away from her, and if she does anything, I hope that you will bring her up on charges. I really do.
Okay. Yeah, because her background and his background messed up. So.
Yep.
Right.
I'll tell you, I'm very happy to hear from you, though.
Yes.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yes. And it's nice that even
if
you
don't
come.
Are y'all going to be on tomorrow, too?
Friday. Oh, Friday. Rebel Card Friday.
Yes.
Friday's.
Friday and Saturday.
There would have to be some serious things come down for us. But real quick, we have an angel card for you before you depart. It is from Archangel Michael. His subject is, be a light to others. You have a powerful message to share. Shine your light on the world so that others can learn from you.
And you know what? Being an example is a wonderful way to share your light. Those kids are going to learn from you. And if they have to grow up with a single mommy Boy, I'll tell you, I have never seen more loyalty and respect from kids that were raised by a single mother.
Yeah, a lot of
okay.
Shut up.
So yeah, call me
thank
again.
You.
I want to see
okay,
honey.
Okay, have a great day.
Out.
Take care.
Okay.
Thank you very much for holding. Yes,
take care.
Indeed.
God, we haven't heard from her in ages.
Yeah, I saw her popping in yesterday or the day before. Kind of just said, hey, how's it going? In the Facebook thing. So at least she checked in a little bit. Let's see, what was her number? I don't remember that area code being on hold. Because there's a lot, almost every show when we depart, we just can't get all the callers.
Here's the thing that
so
makes
just can't do it.
This method also so different is than therapy, regular, you know, traditional therapy, is to draw no judgment. Now, others might have said, hey, girl, when are you going to stop going after these bums or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
But that's one thing my boss and I at the office would get in arguments kind of all the time, because she always felt it was her job to tell them which way to go. And I said, no, they have to find their way. But I see no good to come from making a judgment, you know.
It's a tough call, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the other side of the coin. It might be nice to say, you know, you're blinded by the L word. That guy's kind of a douchebag.
He's a douchebag. And I'll tell you, the Mishka.
I'm not saying this, Dean. I'm saying in general. I'm not saying this guy. I don't know anything about this guy. I'm saying in that scenario, when you talk to people and they're like, this guy does this to me, this guy does this to me, and is he going to come back? And you're like, you know, you got to take those blinders off, that love blinders, because the guy's obviously treating you like a piece of poop. You got to let the dumbass go.
You know what else?
Float that turd out to sea.
Yeah.
Bye. Bon voyage.
I should have interrupted you.
Why?
Because
you said you know something else.
I know, and it flew away.
Who the international shout-out to?
I don't know. Who's internationaling?
I don't know.
With
all right, anyway. You can't get your thought back. It's gone forever.
It's a boomerang, but it's going to take a little bit.
Yeah, but the boomerang might come back in 15 years. You know?
You guys have so much to look forward to as you get older. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that happened to me when I was in my 20s. I just there's some things that my brain just doesn't retain. Where's Suzanne? I didn't see her. Why is it people come in and we can't see them?
Yeah.
I think it's a phone thing, if I remember right. It depends on what some different platforms can actually get see them. We don't see them on our desktop or laptop thing. International shout out to Suzanne then from the land of Scott if she's here. If she is, she always speaks up, so I'm really surprised.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. All right. Let's come, Deb. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, don't we have any others?
But it's all
Lisa. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Well,
you know, I've just been laying low in the apartment, you know, my side of the fort here. And
right.
I have just been sleeping, taking my oxycodone, however you pronounce it.
So are you in a
I'm sorry?
You in a purple haze? Little Jimi Hendrix.
Well, not really, because then, you know, it only lasts. Like, Jimbo was saying something about how he didn't really care for it, and I totally agree with him. You know, it just knocks me to sleep, and then I come out of the sleep, and my pain is there. So I just called them again, and I can take some Tylenol with it. And then the neighbor, I saw him very briefly this morning, and his the reason I saw him was because I heard him in the kitchen, and I called out to him and I said, look, I'm not going to bother you today. You know, you do your thing and I don't want to intrude on you. And because we had nowhere really to go today, except I was going to take him to look at cars. And then he said, let's not go anywhere. So he's been camped out in his place. And just now we touched base because I have to go out to appointments tomorrow. For my leg, and then he's going to drive because I'm too loopy on this shit. And he said he wants to go to the store tonight. But it feels like there's a disconnect between us. It doesn't feel, it feels weird. I don't know.
She wants you to look into that.
Okay.
Yeah, look into the disconnect.
It just doesn't feel...
Well, you've had 15,000 different things happen to you guys, both. Both on some sort of pain medication. There's like a thousand different reasons that you could be off the same page, but Devil's putting your cards down.
And the insurance, you know, the way the it's progressing, he feels more upbeat because he feels he's going to be in a... He feels the conclusion of all this is going to be more positive than what it was anticipating. And he got word on that yesterday. So I don't know.
About the car?
No, obviously about his...
About his health?
On the whole, about everything. And so, the car, the whole work. And so I'm wondering, you know, does he just feel like he wants to be independent and free? You know, whatever. I don't care. I don't like being in this pain. I don't like being cooped up in my place. I don't like it.
You know what they say sometimes about things in life? Nobody asks you if you're going to like it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's one of those things. It's like life doesn't say, hey, would you like me to do this? Life just says, screw you. Here's what I got right now. This is it. This is what I'm giving you for this certain amount of time. All right, what do you got?
Well, I got to tell you, I think right now he's more centered on himself than he is about you. Okay?
Yes.
And
she, you didn't surprise her.
No, and there, it seems the disconnect is more about that self-serving, self-focused, self-absorbed.
You have seen that a lot.
Self-absorbed,
You have seen that even before the accident a little bit, that sometimes he forgets that there are...
Running into the party was one example.
There's a lot of examples if you think of it. You've been basically rolling with this for a long time now. And there's a lot of examples here and there. And he seems to sometimes go down the road of I'm the center of the universe occasionally and neglect you. But so that's what you're looking at right now?
Yeah.
This is one of those times right now?
Yeah. And do you feel like is he on his phone texting a lot? Like maybe you're not even together.
I don't think they even know. They're on their own side of the castle.
When we're together... I see him, like, when he took me to the hospital to get my x-ray yesterday. I mean, he's constantly on the phone. Yeah, always. And he is sad. He's addicted to his phone. He's constantly on his phone, texting, whatever.
I think he's playing a game with some girl that is really capturing a lot of his attention.
Just a little flirtation thing?
I don't think it's a flirtation even. You know how you...
I don't know.
What do you mean you?
What are you talking about me for?
Like when you were doing pool before... Or you were...
You said a girl.
Yeah.
I was playing an online game with nothing to do with a human.
What game were you playing then? Poker? When they would come on and you'd say, yeah, it's some dumb bitch here that I'm playing with.
That was typically cribbage. But I never chatted with them. I just played.
Well, I think they're playing some game like this.
Well, some of them they can chat. I never chatted with the people I played against.
I used to do Tumblebees or something like that. I would chat with the people. Yeah.
So you think he's got some kind of thing going, but it's not like...
It's nothing more than a pastime.
He's just killing time and having fun.
Yeah, and I was going to give you a suggestion to have some fun. Strictly... for fun, but you might tell him just to see what his reaction is. What I would do is, now hear me out before you kick this to the curb, okay?
No, you're speaking. She only kicks me to the curb.
Oh.
Go ahead, Deb.
Just for fun, and we would ask you, you could come on the show and tell us what your rating would be. Go put yourself on a few fun dating websites. Just to see how hilarious it can be.
Especially when you're popping Oxy.
He's on a dating website?
No.
Oh, boy.
I knew she was going to misinterpret
that. Did you have a little bit of Oxy before you called?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Hey, you know what?
There we go. There we go.
Yeah. So this
game
is...
Cool.
He's like playing some kind of maybe some little online game, not like a dating site type game, but a game where you can actually maybe chat a little bit with somebody you're playing poker with or playing darts, something like that. Something like some kind of game related thing.
They're playing a game.
Where you can talk a little bit back and forth.
But it's nothing.
Okay.
It's not a dating site where he's looking to
date. Well, this is what happened, Deb. If I were to say to him, oh, you know, I'm on a dating website, or oh, I'm playing poker online, or whatever, he would say to me, do your thing, whatever makes you happy. But I'll tell you what he does do, and I know he's not telling me the truth ever, so I don't want to play that game with him because he and I would both lose at it. But he, at the party, you know, he ran in there, but then I was floating around and making contact and talking to men or whatever. And he would constantly come over to me, constantly, and he'd stick his face in my face, and he'd say, yakety yak, and then I would smile, but I would go back to talking to whoever I was talking to, or he's trying to get my attention. Then when I was leaving to call this show in the car, and I told him I was going to, and I said, you know, I'll come back and get you, and he shouted out across the party as I was heading out, and he says, make sure you let me know when you're leaving because I'll come with you. You know, he just wanted everyone to know. He always does that.
That was definitely one of those things. Yeah, that was very teenage-ish.
And possessive.
You know,
well, I mean, there's a both.
Yeah.
That's what a teenager would do.
Yeah. And
hey,
if
girl,
he had,
you know, if, something like that.
Yeah. And if he had a woman there that he was engaged with, that he was caught up with him in conversation, he would have ignored me.
Yeah, that's true. And that would have ended that little shenanigans,
so,
if he was having any shenanigans.
So let me ask you, just devil's advocate here.
Devil's advocate.
And this is what I would do in my coaching session with somebody. I would ask them things like this. I would ask you, now that you're seeing these traits, what do you think about that?
Exactly. And my brother is talking to me about this, and I'm saying certain things. I wish I weren't living here. It's one of those moments. And my brother said, I want you to move out of there. He's told me, he says, I want you to get out of there. And because when it's good, it's okay. But it seems like, Deb, I think he's a user. It's like when he needs me or he's used. I mean, is that what you're seeing, Deb?
I'm saying that he's, okay, in a nutshell, he's not sure how much he wants with you, but he doesn't want you to have anything with anybody else either.
And there's times where he thinks that he's the center of the universe, and maybe he does not really that concerned with your feelings for short amounts of time, it seems like. Not forever.
I think this is a man that likes his woman to be submissive to what he wants.
To walk 3 paces behind.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I'm not saying metaphorically. Walk 3 paces behind. So you're there when he needs you, but then you're not there.
Yeah, then kind of go off and entertain yourself until I need you.
Yeah, but stay in my field of vision. Mm-hmm. Type thing. You go to the other side of the party, but don't leave my vision.
So, I really think that the more submissive you are, the better it is for him. You challenge him a lot. And I think he's listened. You're teaching him how to treat a long-term woman in his life. I have always said, please let me say this, that I always felt that the day comes that you have lost your feeling, you will be the one ending this, not him. So you'll be the one pulling the plug.
Oh, I believe 100% that if that ever happens, that she's going to be the one. Without cards, I can just tell.
You know what?
I'm
really interested in seeing when he gets his payout on this, how, I mean, am I just going to see, like, eat my dust kind of thing? You know, like, I'm too busy. His dance card is really going to fill up quickly.
Wait a minute. What do you mean his payout? You were injured, too.
Yeah, but she was the driver.
But it's that other person's insurance. That person's insurance has to cover everybody that got
accident. You know what? I can't
everybody.
Go into a lot of... I can't
no, no,
go
but anyway,
into a lot of...
That,
I can't
that,
go
cool.
into... All I'm saying... Okay, this is what I'm saying. I can't go into a lot of detail. I can say this. When it's all said and done, And none of us, he doesn't have to depend on me. I don't have to depend on him.
Can you see that?
How does it shake out is what I'm thinking.
Honesty is the best policy here, Deb. This is not a donut shop. We don't need to sugarcoat everything.
Not even a turd?
If you see a turd, you got to tell her there's a stinky turd.
It's a stinky turd.
She doesn't see
at this particular point.
Right now.
I think he hasn't shown you very much attention to take care of your needs. And imagine if this was a marriage right now, you'd be kind of left to heal yourself. You've even told us all that he wasn't attentive to you, but you sure were to him.
Right.
And, yeah, it's a stinky turd.
And you know what? This is just 48 hours ago, he was crying, and he said, if you abandon me, he says, this will be horrible for me. And I said, no, I'm not going to abandon you. Because we were having words.
Worried about his center of the universe.
See what he said?
Right.
It'll be
me,
horrible
for me.
Me, myself, and I.
He didn't say, what about you? He said, oh, my God. Me. You know?
I told him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pissed at him because he was letting some business people take advantage. And I said, you know what? You should never have left your home place. You should have never, ever done that. You don't know how to manage yourself. You don't know how to do this and that. And then he started crying. And he said, if you leave me, if you leave me, it'll do, yeah. And I said, okay, I won't leave you. And I wasn't saying I was going to leave him. I was just saying I was frustrated with him because he was getting into these little situations as he's car shopping, and I had to start intervening, and
my insurance company will give me a rental when I have an accident.
Did he get a rental? No.
Doesn't sound like it. Maybe he can't drive. Maybe he's too disabled to drive.
But he took her to her X-ray.
I don't know who took who. Well, I'm just saying. I would say the next time you go car shopping, go solo there. Han Solo.
We got to get rid of Pooja.
Where? Oh, okay. Yeah. There we go.
Pooja Sharma.
You go back. Yeah, she doesn't. Lisa's like, what are you talking about? Go to Lisa. I'll take care of
her. All right, Lisa, I've always said there's going to be another man coming along.
Yeah, she didn't want to hear it usually, though.
The paradigm shift where you're going to see the big difference.
It's going to be like somebody put smelling salt under your nose. You're like, whoa.
You know what? I actually saw it at the party. I mean, these were nice, delightful people there. They weren't like, picking a date. What is that show where you're behind the wall and you pick, is it boy one, boy two, or boy three? Which one do you want to date?
That was
like
400,000 years ago. That was called the dating game way back.
Yeah.
Bachelor number one.
Sometimes I watch Instagram and they have those things, those jokey things on.
That's true. You're right. Right. They did.
You know, I had a great time at the party, and there were some really decent men there, not dating material, but they were so sweet and friendly and enjoyable to talk with. And it was such a fresh air, piece of fresh air. And then also the women were fun too, but the men were just delightful. I was having such a good time with them, and not to be anchored into, whatever's going on here next door.
Yeah.
This is one of those times where I wish I weren't living here. I have to stop saying that to my brother because he says, I want you out of there now. He says, you need to move now.
Well, I think he's giving you good advice, but you can't be in severe pain trying to load boxes and move, you know?
Yeah.
And besides, remember, a clean cut is always better than a ragged tear because a ragged tear is never going to heal right. So if I were you,
this is the thing. When I move, I'd never have any contact with him, not out of anger, but there just wouldn't be any interest. I just would not be interested. The only thing that holds it together is that we're here
You are.
And my point was going to be.
Why'd you grab me?
I didn't mean to stop you. My point was that the clean cut would be to do this in the proper order. Take one step at a time. And he doesn't have to know all your business.
No.
Well, neither does he know his business.
And I think you should listen to your brother. Sounds to me like he's got your best interest at heart.
My brother has said recently, he said, I like him. I think he's amazing. He said, but you need to move out of there. He said, this is, just move. He said, you don't, because there are times like this. I'm very unhappy. And I don't like in this situation. I don't like the energy. I don't like, you know, this.
Proof. Yep, understood.
I think you're seeing what you're getting for real with this guy. But for you right now, as far as him being detached, I think it's because he's amusing himself with games. And he's excited about his payoff. Why don't you call us tomorrow night if you can?
We shall be here. Friday is RoboCard Friday.
Yes.
We shall be here. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yes.
Real quick, your angel card. Lisa from Archangel Michael says it is time to play. You're working too hard and worrying about everything. Seek out joyous experiences to bring balance into your life. I know a lot of these cards are easier said than done, but they
find yourself a game.
You got to find something on the other part of the spectrum to balance it out. Because right now you got lots of worries on your mind. You got to figure some way to have a little fun somehow. And it doesn't have to be drawn.
Yeah.
They're not fun anyway. All right. Well, thank you for holding and wish you the best.
We appreciate it.
Hope that you heal every day. And we will be back tomorrow on Friday. RoboCard Friday. You know what that means.
We'll look for you.
Yeah! All right.
We will look for you. Take care.
Thank you.
Adios for now. All right, folks. The hour of power has come to an end. Remember that was some kind of...
Oh, that's that drinking thing we used to do.
Oh, no, that was the power. Yeah, that was
power
the power.
Hour, yeah.
Yeah, that was a whole different thing. I mean, the hour of power was that Sunday thing in that big glass cathedral thing, that church Sunday back in the 70s and 80s, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah, crazy shit. It's bad when you had three channels. You're like, I may watch this guy for a while because there's not even cartoons on sometimes at a certain time on Sunday. And it's 40 below outside, so it's not like I'm going to go out and play as a child.
No, but I wouldn't just be sitting there. I would find ways to entertain.
Once in a while, I played with all my toys. I mean, sometimes I watch that. Because the church, like, wow, it's like, what was it called? The glass cathedral that guy had or whatever? What was his name back in the 70s and 80s?
That wasn't the guy that sat on Jessica Hahn's face.
No. This guy didn't get any controversy. He was a doctor or something. And he seemed like a really nice guy. And stuff, but it was like some kind of really, it was a brand new Christina. I think they called it the Hour of Power. But anyway, that's all poo-poo caca. Let us end a little differently tonight.
Love to hear from you. Know when you're out there, makes you feel good. 7 p.m. Eastern time, and that's 4 p.m. Pacific. Take care, everybody.
Truth, much truth.
Be well.
Lots of truth, much truth.